Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third, the right fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Steve Philippowicz. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second, the left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting seventh, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cliff Chambers. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cliff Chambers. And now, play ball. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Littlewiller moves to second. Steve Philippowicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philippowicz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlkup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek strikes out. One out. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chambers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers hits a fly ball into left field. Philippowicz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Philippowicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philippowicz is 0 for 1 in the game. Philippowicz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cavaretta scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mattern hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlkup hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 1 in the game. Raffensperger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams strikes out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Philippowes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philippowes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philippowes hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 2 in the game. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mattern strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wyrostek, who is chasing the ball. McCullough reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Vandermeer pinch runs for Ray Mueller. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 2 in the game. Raffensperger bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Verben covering, for the out. Vandermeer moves to second. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Lombardo now catching. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 3 in the game. Verben hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baum holds pinch runs for Danny Littwiller. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sauer strikes out. There goes Baumholtz. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Steve Philippowicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philippowicz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philippowicz hits a line drive. Philippowicz is thrown out after the base hit. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.